Japan says it will restart commercial whaling, and we hear how French musicians are responding to the yellow vest protests. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vivian Nunes, standing in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Japan has announced it's withdrawing from the International Whaling Commission in order to resume commercial whale hunting. A moratorium on commercial whaling was imposed by the IWC in 1986. Japan will now join Iceland and Norway in openly defying that ban. A spokesman for the Japanese government, Yoshihide Suga, told reporters that whaling would resume next July, but would be restricted to the country's territorial waters and exclusive economic zone.
Countries that focus exclusively on the protection of whales did not agree to take any tangible steps towards reaching a common position. And at the last meeting of the IWC in September, it became obvious that it is not possible to seek the coexistence of states with different views, which led to this decision. Japan's basic policy of promoting sustainable use of aquatic living resources based on scientific evidence has not changed. And under that policy, we have decided to resume commercial whaling.
Australia and New Zealand's governments have strongly criticised the decision, while conservation groups including Greenpeace have also condemned the move. Karen Phelps is an independent member of the Australian Parliament.
Whales are sentient mammals and deserve respect and protection. Australians have a great interest in the migration of whales up and down our coast to Antarctica and back each year. It's certainly something that tourists will come to Australia to experience. The other thing that concerns Australians are the way the whales are killed by being harpooned and slowly dying.
Japan's decision to resume commercial whaling has been welcomed by local business owners. Koichi Matsumoto owns a shop selling whale meat in Tokyo's main fish market.
I personally think it is not only the whales that are an exception. Japan is a country which heavily relies on fisheries and uses the information it gathers about whales to inform them about wider marine life. Therefore, I think the government had no choice but to adopt their decision.
But this 75-year-old shopper from Osaka disagrees.
There are many other things to eat, so we don't necessarily have to eat whale meat if we don't want to. It's important to share any research that shows the number of whales are not decreasing in order to better win understanding from other countries.
Some views from Japan there. Let's do the numbers. Japanese stocks recovered slightly after suffering their worst finish in almost 2 years earlier in the week. Elsewhere in Asia, markets were mixed after President Trump marked Christmas with a renewed attack on the Federal Reserve. Stock markets in Europe remain closed for the Christmas holiday. Some Indians are finding it hard to cash a cheque today. Nearly 1 million bank workers have gone on strike. It's the second bank strike in a week, the BBC's Nishi Sundar reports.
Employees from a number of public and private sector banks across India are taking part in the day-long strike. They are protesting against the proposed merger of Vijaya Bank and the Deena Bank with the Bank of Baroda, a move that, if it goes ahead, will create the country's third largest bank, estimated to have a combined business of more than $200 billion. Unions say the merger will poorly serve customers and result in branch closures. The strike has affected banking operations, including deposits and withdrawals, as well as cheque clearances.
Nishi Sundar. In France, the Yellow Vest movement has radically altered the balance of power within the country. Just a few weeks of protest forced President Macron into a humiliating U-turn and a huge handout for the low paid. Organisers of the movement, which began in November as a simple campaign against a rise in fuel tax, say they have no intention of letting up the pressure, as polls continue to show they enjoy overwhelming popular support. One expression of that has come in the form of music, with dozens of songs now available online urging the country to get behind the ones they call the Gilets Jaunes. The BBC's Hugh Schofield has this report.
Here's one that's been doing well at the roadblocks. Its anthemic quality has them singing along. Unplug the TV, take the chains off your feet and don the Gilets Jaunes.
Put
Put on the gilet jaune, the yellow vest. The refrain comes round and round in rock and R&B and rap. Here, D-Ace sings, "We work more but earn less. There's no change coming. The minimum wage hasn't budged, but the cost of everything goes up. It's indecent. Your reforms are as empty as the chamber of the National Assembly. So, let me put on my gilet jaune." Laisse-moi mettre mon gilet jaune. President Macron is the hate figure, and he gets it big time in all these songs. Here, in a pastiche of a well-known pop song, the singer asks, who had the mad idea to put up the price of diesel? It was Sacré Jupiter, the blessed Jupiter. A reference, of course, to his presidential majesty. On est les oubliés, la campagne, les paumés, les trop loin de Paris, le cadet de leurs soucis. But by far the best and most serious song from the Gilets Jaunes movement is this, Les Oubliés, The Forgotten Ones, by Gauvin Serre. It's about a teacher in a village whose last class is shut. They are, he sings, the countryside, the lost ones, too far from Paris, the least of their concerns, the forgotten. On est les
oubliés. Hugh Schofield in Paris. In London, I'm Vivienne Nunes with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.